Various media outlets cite law enforcement sources who say the victim's undergarments were among items of clothing found in Philip Markoff's home. Neither the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office nor the Boston Police Department would verify the claim. But criminologists say it's plausible that such trophy-taking could be part of the attacker's M.O. Tom Nolan is a 27-year veteran of the Boston Police Department and now a professor of criminal justice at Boston University. He says the clothing fits into a larger pattern of behavior.
We're certainly seeing misogyny here. This is someone who disdains women, who holds them in a degree of contempt, as is borne out by his selecting of strictly this particular type of woman, too, he's selecting for his crime. So that in itself is telling.
Telling, Nolan says, because by going online to solicit women offering so-called massage services, the attacker not only attempted to use Craigslist to hide his identity from his victims, but chose women who usually want to remain anonymous to law enforcement. Take the murder victim, 26-year-old Jalissa Brissman. Suffolk County DA spokesman Jake Wark says she wasn't the direct recipient of responses to her massage ads.
Emails sent to Ms. Brissman in response to her Craigslist ad were received by another individual.
Wark describes the individual both as a friend and someone who was working with Brissman. Wark would not say if the individual was associated with the business aspect of Brissman's postings, saying it's a part of the DA's ongoing investigation. But it's Craigslist, the business, that's come under increasing scrutiny. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal said yesterday the company has a moral obligation to, quote, stop the pimping and prostituting in plain sight. But Craigslist CEO Jim Buckmaster says that would push certain online services onto sites unwilling to cooperate with law enforcement. Craigslist collects phone and credit card numbers with each erotic services posting. Buckmaster says the company readily provides investigators with that information.
Because we are so cooperative with law enforcement, we think that criminals are getting the message that choosing Craigslist for criminal activity is an extremely unwise choice, since you're basically guaranteeing that you'll be quickly caught.
Criminologist Tom Nolan says that's true, but only if a victim comes forward, something he says they are often not inclined to do.
Partly out of perhaps embarrassment, partly out of the fact that what they're involved in may not necessarily pass legal muster.
A case in point, the Craigslist attacker's first victim, who was tied up and robbed. Her name has not been released by investigators, but she talked to WCVB-TV about her reluctance to reveal what she does.
It's crazy. I mean, my parents don't know what I do, so, I mean, to find out that way would be horrifying.
And she says even with the media frenzy surrounding this case, what happened to her isn't unusual.
I'm okay. I've got friends that are in the same business with me and that have kind of been there. So,
the woman told WCVB that she no longer advertises on Craigslist. CEO Jim Buckmaster says the company is a user-driven website and will continue to allow posts to its erotic services section. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.